What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
Welcome, Lagos. Welcome. It is What's Up Lagos indeed. Right here with the Techers. And check your time. It's 5 minutes past 10 o'clock. How are you doing? Today is the 25th of March, 2022. And what a day to be alive. It's a Friday. And I remember, was it a Monday? I was like, this is a fresh week. And all of a sudden, it's Friday. How does that feel? Well, it feels good on my end. I woke up well. I woke up happy. I woke up grateful, as usual. But I don't know how I slept. I really don't know how I slept. Because I woke up with a very huge swelling on my lips. I don't know who kissed me at night. I don't know. But when I was complaining about it, my husband said, a research somewhere said that an average human being swallows at least, I can't remember the number he mentioned, of insects at night. And that freaked me out. That freaked me out. Like, what? What does that mean? That maybe, just maybe, I swallowed some insects while I was sleeping. But I thought about it. You know, there are some people who sleep and they drool. You know, there are some people who sleep and their mouths are open. How would that be for such a person where that you're sleeping, your mouth are, you know, your mouth is open wide, and then some creeping insects are walking down to your mouth and you don't even know it. And then you swallow. Now that's disgusting. Now that is disgusting. Or if you're eating, I'm so sorry. I'm really so sorry if you're eating and you're hearing this. But how are you doing? Welcome. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techers. And today I will be standing in, or would I say holding it down alone, on behalf of the Techers. I am Andrea Odwobi Teke. And we kick off the show with the feel of Lagos, where we get to find out what is going around your area, what is going on around your area. Situation report like we usually do. So if you're tuning for the first time, you want to, you may be wondering what's going on the show. The very first hour, which is 10 o'clock to 11, is where we get to find out what is happening around Lagos. And also, how do you feel? If you like, you can scream What's Up Lagos as well. I'll be right here to cheer you up. And just feel grateful. And feel grateful for life. It's What's Up Lagos right here. Open 0700 993 993 993. How are you doing this morning? I know that you want to ask, where is Collins? He will join us not today, maybe next week, right? But he's doing well, he's doing great. So it's just me on the show today. Do you want to tell me what is happening around your area? What is happening around your area? Today's Friday. It's a more chilled day, I believe. I want to believe that it's a more chilled day, in the sense it is a more relaxed day. The hustle and bustle maybe should be reduced to a barest minimum. I want to believe so. But how is it on your end? For me, it's cool. The weather seems very, would I say, conducive. It isn't so harsh just yet. I'm hoping that the sun won't burn some of us during the afternoon period. But for now, the weather seems really, really cool and calm. But how is it around your area? Do you want to tell us? Are you listening to me from the mainland or from the island? Wherever it is you're listening, do call me up right now. 0700 993 993 993. The female only line is 01465 7190. Hello. Hello.
Yeah, I was calling for signing out.
Hi, good morning. It's What's Up Lagos.
Yes.
On Nigeria Info 99.3. What's your name, please?
My name is Churchill. Hello. I'm from Festa.
All right.
Yes, so I just say, situation report is good and all good. And
all right. Please do call me back. Please do call me back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. It's What's Up Lagos. How are you doing? What is happening around your area? Remember, from the flip side of 11, we'll be bringing you Family Talk. Today's a fun-filled Friday edition of the Family Talk. And there's a very juicy conversation I would like for us to have. And that really came due to an advice I heard a mother giving her daughter. And for me, it made me cringe a little bit. I actually did cringe because I'm like, yo, no, you can't be giving your daughter such an advice. But I want you to stick around for the 11 o'clock hour you so that you can tell me what you think about such an advice.
What's up, Lagos? It's What's Up, Lagos, baby. Get set.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Zeblon.
Hi, Zeblon.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, how is work today?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank God.
All right, you want to tell me what's going on around your area? Where are you calling me from?
I'm calling you from Antony.
All right, talk to me.
Around Antony here, we have a free flow of traffic.
Okay.
And I'm just concerned, I'm bothered. It's like Lagos State is not monitoring these last mile officials as to how they are working. You find out that these days, they connive with the Nigerian police and they use even commercial vehicles to harass people. So I think it needs to be looked into. Yes.
All right, then. Thank you for that report. Thank you for that report. So this is actually really valid. Every time we talk about, every time we come on the show to ask for the feel of Lagos, it's like no day passes by without one person complaining or giving a report about last mile officials. And I experienced, you know, what some of you had, you know, call on the show to complain about. How that some of these officials will strategically position themselves in a certain area where that you know it's a confused, a confused road now. So what happened to me? Somewhere around, is it Iyanoba? Yes, somewhere around Iyanoba. So if you are conversant with that area, you know that roads around that area is under construction. And if you're not careful, you might not know what road leads to what road. And if you're like a JJC like me going to that area, maybe for the first time or not, you might not know that a certain road it's what they call the one way. And there are no signs to tell you. And there's nobody redirecting traffic. And so you can fall into that trap. Now, those last mile officials are strategically positioned in that area just to, you know, do what they know how to do best. So I found myself in that position, and I don't want to tell you much about this story, but you tell me what is going on around your area. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Welcome.
Good What's morning, up, Andrea. Vegas? What's up, Vegas?
Cheers alive. Talk to me. What's happening?
Yeah, I've been trying you guys for ages, and I finally got you guys.
Welcome.
Thank God. Yes. The last explanation you gave, I had an experience like that.
Mm-hmm.
Opposite the National Theatre, if you're coming from, let's say, coming from Costine.
Yeah.
You know, there's a turn. If you're going towards Apapa,
okay.
And you want to climb the bridge back going to Agbogbo.
Yeah.
There is a turn there, and the way it is like a crescent.
Mm-hmm.
There is no sign that it's a one way.
Yeah.
There's no indication anything. So I was just coming that day. That was last year around September, and I had to make a turn to I would climb the bridge. That's how they accosted me.
Wow.
I was in a one way. I was like, there's no sign.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't answer me.
Yeah.
They took my car. They had some boys with them, like Agbero and some others. They took my car.
Mm-hmm.
It allows her. My car spent 3 days. And Andrea, you won't believe it.
Wow.
I spent $150,000.
Wow.
they collected. In short, they didn't collect transfer. They have POS officers there.
Mm.
I had to withdraw the money from POS and give them cash. So they are not really concerned about controlling the traffic.
Right.
They're just concerned about making money, and it's very bad.
All right.
It's bad news for the state.
Right. Thank you. What's your name, please?
My name is Innocent.
Thank you, Innocent, for calling. I appreciate that you called in. So part of the things that, now, like I said earlier, I experienced this firsthand. And like I said, I've heard you calling on the show to, recount or, you know, just express or tell us how that you also experienced something like this, where that this less small officials just position themselves in areas where you know that that road is a confused state. Maybe they're under construction and then there are no signs to tell you that, you know, this road is blocked or this road is one way and all of that. And then they come out and you're gone. If you're not careful, like your last caller Innocent said, your car will be spent, you will spend like 2 to 3 days there. So, but one of the things I asked the officials, that why are there no signs? Why are you not like educating people that that road is one way rather than you arresting them and, you know, taking their car keys and all of that? And he said, you don't need to be told. There's nothing like ignorance when it comes to the law. To some extent, that had some little bit of sense. But if you are in an area where you don't even know your way, because what happened to me that day, we were lost. I have been there before, but that's been a long time. And if you know that area around Iyanoba or that, you know, Badagry Expressway, you agree with me that that road is more or less in a confused state right now. It's under construction, so a lot is happening. If you're not careful, you would find yourself taking one way as well. That day, I just asked someone, please, can you tell us where we're going to this way and that way? And the person directed us to go through that way, and we found ourselves passing through one way. And I told him, if you had just, you know, educated us that that road is the one way, it would have made things better. But like the other caller says, it's more or less like they're not about educating you. They're more about arresting, you know. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Andre.
Welcome. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive. Welcome. What's your name?
Yes, I'm Okay Muche.
Welcome, Okay Muche.
Yes. What I want to react to, when an official says that ignorance of the law is not an excuse, that's misleading. Mm. Misleading on the ground that when they say ignorance of the law, they are talking about the written laws, not a road where it's supposed to have a sign for one way, and at the end of the day, there's no sign. There's somebody now presume that you should know.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, the said ignorance of the law is not an excuse. That's misleading as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, some time back, I had such experience. I was driving down, and I parked somewhere just to get something done. I think to ease myself, yes. Before you know, you just see the last man. They just came. They said, where I parked is not, I think, a bus stop. I said, but you can see me easy myself. I'm pressed. Before you know, they took my car to one of the Randy Koi, where they have under the bridge. I paid 15,000 naira.
Oh, wow.
And the 15,000 naira with great, I beg, please, please, please.
Oh, wow.
So the last man, the way they behave, I'm sure they are not doing the real job. All they are for is to get the money on a daily basis.
All right, then. I mean, thank you for sharing your experience with me. It's What's Up Lagos still. How are you doing and what is going on around your area? It seems like last month officials are taking the whole of What's Up Lagos or the feel of What's Up Lagos today as Lagosians are accounting their experience with last month officials. Anyway, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
Top of the day to you.
Top of the day to you as well.
The man from Kalahari Desert is on leave.
He's not around today.
Okay.
That's just me.
As regards to what you are saying.
Yes.
I don't know if there is a way to reach out to the head of this last man.
Mm-hmm.
But they need to be enlightened.
Yeah.
The primary aim of their being there is to discongest go slow.
Mm.
But they are not there at all for that. For instance, I've had an encounter with them at Ikoyi Road by the filling station there. So we were coming, immediately we put our head on the road going to the NEPA office at the opposite federal filling station. They immediately saw the vehicle that is one way. I said, but where is the signboard? They went and put the signboard inside the road.
Mm.
Why not on the express road so that the driving coming will know that this road is one way? We started arguing with them. They took us to another road and they collected money from the driver because the driver was carrying tons of iron. So that was how they... But I believe all this money they are collecting, why are we not overlooking?
Okay.
They say bribe. Shut down the eyes of the wicked or the receiver. So this money they are collecting is under cost. They may not experience it now, but it may bring bumper harvest upon the heads of their sons and daughters.
Okay.
And this is why there's a lot of suffering.
All right.
You know, and they cannot record that. They just feel they want to eat the bread today. nothing else again. No, God is the owner of the universe. He has made law and how the method we should make money.
Okay.
Hence, they want to make it in the crooked way. Their life will sure remain crooked, irrespective of their mouth.
All right, then.
Of money they have.
Thank you very much for calling, Madame Eyigbe. All right, then. Hello. Hello.
What's up, Legos?
Chance alive. Welcome. Did I hear you say it's a lie?
I swear, why don't I get you when your husband is around? Aww. I want to be the highest one of Lagos. I swear.
Oh, boy.
Andrea, you guys are doing well.
Thank you so much. Thank
you. You guys are doing well.
Thank you.
I'm so happy that I got you. We're not talking about last night. You know, these guys, my brother Carl, wasn't there before yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
He's running an Uber anyway.
Okay.
On his way going to, he was about approaching Island. You know, there's one bus stop by Osborne.
Okay.
His car was dropping water. I now parked. He entered the bus stop. That bus stop at the front of Osborne. He checked what happened. Suddenly, he noticed that the fuel pump had faulty. So he just opened the bonnet too, just for him to check. Come and sell this last man from nowhere. They told him to one of their office by Sankos. And I called one of your guys from there. I said, but what is going on now? See, are we not allowed to drive in Lagos again? Car is like human being. Now, anything can develop fault at any time. Look at this. The guy is telling me that that place, the bus stop is not for private, but it's for commercial. At the end of the day, we paid though.
Wow. How much did you guys pay?
I think we paid $14,000.
Wow.
Say the top van is $20,000, the penalty is $20,000. No, we plead, blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, we resolve the $14,000 naira. And we have to seize the car close to their office before we leave. And the process of seizing the car, the guy that stole the car was just looking at us with a strange eye. You know, he has saying and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, what they are doing in Lagos is very, very bad. All I told my brother, I said, because of this guy, I will go back to village.
Wow.
One of these guys will sit on your car, they will turn to animal or turn to something else. By that time, they will sit tight.
Wow.
And I mean it.
Okay, then.
You can see that I don't want to mention my name.
Yeah, it's all right.
But I mean it. That is what is going to happen. By the time one of them turns to snake or chicken, and I would have begged you to come and turn it to life, you say woman being with people.
It's
for them
okay.
To drink.
It's yeah. Okay. But thank you for calling. Thank you so much for sharing your experience. It's still the feel of Lagos right here. What's up, Lagos? I am Andrea, Oduobi Teke. And today I am riding solo as Colin Teke is not with me today. But we're hoping that that's okay. Do tell us what is happening. Or do tell me what is happening around your area and how you're feeling this morning. Hello? All right, do turn down the volume on your radio. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Andre.
Welcome. What's your name? What's up, Lagos?
My name is Kola. I'm calling from Ikeja, somewhere in Ikeja.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to talk about these last-mile people. First of all, I feel that the signage, the lack of signage on Lagos Road is a deliberate thing.
Ah, feel it's deliberate?
I feel it's deliberate.
Okay.
Because instead of the signage to be there, and they'll tell people don't make a U-turn or this is one way, you won't see any signage, but you see some last-mile who's just sitting down gently and be waiting for someone to flout the law.
The law.
A law that you're ignorant about. Yeah, at times you go, you see a signage, and the signage is placed wrongly on the road. Like, for example, you see a one-way street, you would have entered the street, maybe be a quarter way down the street, or you see one way there that don't enter. Meanwhile, by the time you have done that, last man have come behind you, they have come in front of you and said, you have entered one way. Where is the signage?
Okay, you know what? Thank you for sharing your experience. We need to go on a break quickly. We'll be right back. It's still the feel of Lagos on What's Up Lagos. I am Andrea. Oduobi. Take care. Thank you. Well, welcome back. It's still the Feel of Lagos. 10:39 on the clock right here in Nigeria. Info 99.3. I am Andrea. Oduobi Teke. Do tell me what is happening around your area. The Feel of Lagos is still very much live. So it feels like a lot of people have experienced, would I say, the ill operations of the LASMA officials. And it's really sad that we have to go through this despite how harsh the economy is, despite the country has been. But anyway, do you want to tell me? All right. Do you want to tell me how you're doing? Do you want to tell me if you have experienced any of the, would I had decided to term it ill operations of the LASMA officials. Have you experienced any of those? And I did a little research and I found out that there are 12 functions of the Lagos State Traffic Management Authority. That's the LASMA. And I'm going to read them to you and you tell me if you have seen them do any of this. So let me just go ahead and read it. The first year says improve condition and appearance of roads, improve conditions for exposed road users, protect and enhance safety of all road users, redirect traffic for better environment, improve access to commerce and industry, ease traffic congestion and reduce travel delay. Also, it says here, traffic safety and accident management, vehicle inspection and certification, traffic control and enforcement, public education and enlightenment. There's also road research and statistics, and then driver training and certification. What do you think? All right. What do you... 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hi, Andre.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah, this is Amos calling.
Welcome, Amos.
Yeah, for me, I'm not going to talk about last month's data.
All right, go ahead.
Today. Yeah, I have a complaint, and I think I've been making that complaint for quite some time now.
Okay.
But they're not doing anything about it. The policemen from the police station, the way these guys are going about the operation, they might end up causing another instance in Lagos.
We don't want that.
What they do, and they've been doing it for more than 1 year, and I don't know, maybe the area commander cannot control them or the DPO. They stay on the road, block the road, stop any car that has young guys. That's what they do. They will stop any car that has young boys, take them to their station, put them at the back of the office, and start threatening them. I've had a situation whereby they took my rider to the station. The guy does not have money, and they were threatening him. They said they're going to put a gun beside him, take his picture, and call him a terrorist.
Oh, wow.
I must pay. On that occasion, it was the policeman that paid my own 4,000, and they said, okay, take your money and go, that they will charge it because they are going to collect for me. So what they are doing there is armed robbery.
Okay.
That's what the police are doing, extortion. So I'm saying this so that the area commander in charge of the police station can hear and do something about it.
Okay.
Even though they're going to cause problems in Lagos.
All right, and thank you for sharing that with us. It's still the Feel of Lagos. We're really not talking about specifically LASMA officials, and this came up because some of you have complained or some of you called in on the show to share that's your feel of Lagos this morning. But basically, in all, we're asking, how are you doing? What is going on around your area? Do you want to share that with us? Feel free to do that. That's what the Feel of Lagos is about. And remember, from the flip side of 11, I will bring you the Family Talk, the fun-filled Friday edition of the Family Talk. And this one is quite juicy. I would really want for all of us to jump into that conversation during the 11 o'clock hour. But right now, to tell me, how are you doing? Hello?
Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? No.
Just alive.
No, because I'm angry.
What's happening?
Hey, Andre.
What's happening?
These LASMA people, if you know what they did, there's a road beside the city hall, a big road.
Yeah.
If you go there, you see some cars are parked already.
Mm.
So they know the cars to tow, and they know the ones not to tow.
Mm.
This particular day, I parked there because I didn't want to take my car to Lagos. So I took a bus. I left my car there and went to Lagos. By the time I came back, they had towed my car.
Wow. But was it your car? Was your car packed properly in the right place?
That packed properly, not on the road. Packed properly. There was no sign. There was nothing, and there were other cars there. So by the time I came back, my car was missing. So I just walked up to one guy selling something by the road, and he said, "Ah, his last mile. Where's their office?" He told me somewhere in the Angkor. By the time I got there, they told me, "Ah, madam, it's 20,000." I didn't even argue, nothing. Thank God I had some money in my account. And they didn't want to transfer nothing. So I had to go to somewhere around and use POS, brought back the money to give them. So you can imagine.
Yeah.
I didn't even argue. I didn't even do anything, nothing. No begging. I just entered my car and left them.
Wow.
I left them to God.
All right, then. Thank you for sharing this with us.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have yourself a great, great day. Okay, this hour, this 15 minutes, or the last 15 minutes of this hour, is sponsored by Jumia. We'll take a message from them, and when we come back, we'll continue the feel of Lagos. Stick around.
At Jumia, we know tech is a part of your everyday. It's how you connect, transact, and get things done. It's always been a part of your lives and ours, making us all better. Which is why it's so exciting to note that the tech sale of the year is back. Jumia Tech Week sale offers you phones, laptops, gadgets, and electronics at lower prices from the 21st of March to the 3rd of April. Don't miss it. Jumia, your everyday delivered.
Lagos, I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos.
All right, 10:46 on the clock is still What's Up Lagos. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? What's up Lagos?
Fine. What's up Lagos?
Cheers to life. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Olos Biloba Apati.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sure you could recall somebody called you last month, February 16th, essentially.
Okay.
To complain about the misconduct of this traffic officer.
Yeah.
You can see some of the atrocities they commit, and something happened yesterday again, almost the same thing. There's this particular space part at the back of Ikeja.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this road, there's a lane that they drilled themselves, and then I parked inside the lane. But do you know what I was, because when anytime I'm inside the car, I always watch my side mirror and everything, I take notes of it. But before I knew, I just saw them coming to my houses. I was something like that. What's this? But the guy was like, I should wind down. I didn't wind down. I just started the car.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute they saw that I was moving, he just left me.
Mm-hmm.
But my problem is, how long are we going to continue with this kind of rubbish? Because the government will tell us, they are telling them not to tow or not to do this and not to do that. But yet they continue doing it. And are we saying the government doesn't know anything about this thing?
Mm.
They are aware, but they are fine with it because they are collecting money or they are getting something from them.
Mm.
And we can't continue like this. There's need for this thing to stop.
Mm.
There are thousands of people that this thing is being affected day in, day out.
Yeah.
We can't continue. We know the hardship that is going on in the country,
right,
and here and there.
Right.
Yet there are still some set of people that are being paid from our own, from our taxes and everything. Yet they are still putting pressure on us. We can't continue this way.
Okay.
And I believe that it's Nigeria that we are not ready.
Okay.
Something like this happened one day. I saw them, they stop a car. I stopped that from my own car and I like, this guy didn't do anything. It was a car in front. Well, no, nobody stopped. Other people were just going.
Mm.
Assuming there have been situations whereby we stood up. We need to rise up, Nigerians.
Mm.
We can't continue this way. If we continue like this, that's why they keep on taking, they continue taking us for granted.
All right, then. Thank you so much.
Point.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Hello.
Hello, Andrea. What's up,
Lagos? Yes, alive. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Ngozi.
Welcome.
Yeah, I just joined. I don't know the topic, but I think the traffic Lagos last mile issue.
Well, a few people are sharing their story.
Yes, because honestly, the story is endless, Andrea.
Mm.
I had one experience with them. I've had a couple of experiences with them.
Mm-hmm.
One was at VI, before Four Points. If you are coming from Muri-Okunola,
yeah,
the new road they just built. In fact, that was the week they commissioned that road.
Mm.
The link that where you bust out to Four Points, That road before then, there was no traffic, there was no traffic sign there, no sign indicating it's a one way.
Yeah.
You know, when you enter that road, the left leads you back to Lekki Express.
Yeah.
Then you go right, you go towards Four Point or Oniro. There was nothing on that axis. Once you put head, you see the police, they are hiding somewhere there. They took me to at Lekki. And they collected 50,000 naira and dress. Even when I was shouting, there was no sign here. This road is relatively new. They arrested over 10 vehicles on this very day I was talking about.
Wow.
I was shouting over this thing. And as somebody said, they will never collect any transfer. They will never collect anything. You must withdraw that money cash.
And give them in cash.
Yes. That was one. Then another one incident was at Ilupeju, where you have the traffic light that links you to Agege Motor Road. Coming towards, I was actually going right. The left is blocked. That traffic light stopped them. But a container, I was directly at the back of a container. And the container wanted to make a stop and was rolling back, Andre. The vehicle at my back was so close that I couldn't go back. I swerved away from the back of the container to the other hand, right-hand side, which by normal traffic law, I should be able to pass at that point.
Yeah.
These guys were standing right in front of me. They came and told me that I was causing obstruction. And they packed me. That day, I was ready to create anything. They came, brought to him van. I told them this vehicle is not moving an inch. I said, do you want me to die? You were watching. They claimed they don't know what happened. I asked the guys, the other area boys sitting down there that saw everything, were you people? And all of them kept mute.
Wow.
Nobody want to talk. I said I was ready to create. If the governor is coming here, let him come. He say allow. I say I will go with you. I'm not doing. When the man noticed that I wasn't ready to budge to anything, he now came and said, okay, since the towing van has come, I should find them something. I said, shush, I don't have. I'm not giving anybody anything. They dragged forth and front. The higher superior officer came. I said, sir, I am not. He showed me the video they made. I said, if you like, make video. I'm telling you what happened here. So at the end of the day, I had to give the towing van 2,000 naira and I went my way. So these things are bad. And I know many times people have brought the LACMA officials, that's their top officials,
yes,
on the station to talk on this.
Yes.
And they are not helping issues. They are rightly aware of all these extortions, but they will keep quiet. These guys will set traps for you. Just near my office there, my colleague at Isolo, that's a cowbell, opposite cowbell. It's a dual carriage road. But sometimes you notice these trucks that are working in those plastic companies, they will block the entire lane. And no movement on that lane. And people have to take one way to cut off.
Right.
Immediately you do this, Andre, these guys will come from nowhere and they pound your vehicle. And they will be there seeing this truck block the road for hours. They will not do anything. So I don't really know what is going on in Lagos State. I don't really know.
Thank you so much, Madam Ngozi, for sharing your experience. You can hear from the sound of her voice that she's frustrated. And I'm sure she's just one out of, you know, millions of Nigerians who are experiencing this and are frustrated by that. Anyway, the phone lines are still open. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. My name is Nelson.
Welcome, Nelson.
Yeah, first time calling.
Yay, so, welcome.
I also have an experience with LACMA.
Okay.
two days ago.
All right.
And it was actually in my area. I was explaining to them that I did not commit any traffic offense. It was actually at the bus park. I dropped off my friend at... Like that, they told me to Oshodi, and they collected 15K from me. But I told them that I'm from this area, that they should not. So in my head, I was like, in my area, last man know they carry gun now. Last man know they carry weapon. What I resolved, I told my friends later in the evening that in the evening I will go back to that very woman that told them to just take my car away. I will tell her, see, this place is my area. You will change in the evening and wear mufti and want to go home. If I like, if I want to, I'll just come and wait for you. and do what place.
Oh, no, don't do that.
No, Andre.
Don't do that.
I'm coming and I'm becoming.
I know.
Even while I took injection and I was still trying to fix earphones to my ear, last man came to arrest me. And took. I was fainting in their office. That was when they allowed me to leave. Still collected like 8K from me with like 4 hours delay. It's very painful.
Right.
Sincerely, it's right. very, very painful.
I feel your pain.
And I'm waiting for the day I would harm one of them.
No, don't do that. I beg of you. That would be you taking laws into your own hands. So they would no longer. In fact, you'd. I mean, don't do that.
Sincerely, yeah. I'm pained.
I understand.
So many negotiants right. have changed.
I know.
If the Lagos State Government if they are listening, they should look for a way to resolve
to do something about it.
What they are doing, they are in people's locality.
Yes.
And at times, those people can just, okay, whatever it is, I'll pay. I'll take my car. And if I walk back with my foot to where they are, people can harm them. They don't understand our fact.
All right, then. Well, please, take it easy. All right? Thank you so much. Thank you for calling. Oh, goodness. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos? Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, alive.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Your husband is not around today.
Collins is not in the studio today. Yes. It's just me. Yes.
Talking about the topic that you are discussing, I know it's not the topic
it's
you are
not
discussing.
Just, you know,
you started the program. My body was just shaking. I was actually watching anyway, so okay. I was like, I wish my call would just go through. Today, so I can share my own experience.
You made it. Go ahead.
You know. These guys, it's not just the last man alone.
Okay.
Even the policemen, they are also involved in these acts.
Yeah.
And the most annoying part of this is that once they want to collect this money, before they will start, you know, seeing things that will get you scared that you have to now start begging them. You now start negotiating. I don't know what governments are doing about it. Even if we are to pay, at least this money, where is all this money that we are paying? Where are these money going to? I had an experience. It was my husband and I was one actually driving. I think I've forgotten this area. You would think there's no sign.
Yeah.
And there should be, all these police and the last man, they are there to control, they are there to direct.
Yes.
You know, sometimes there should be a sign, but I believe those signs are, you know, deliberately removed so that people can fall into this their trap. And the most annoying part of it is that this money that we are paying to them, we don't have an account for it. They already have a POS terminal around their area. Anytime they want to collect those things, they will just ask you, oh, yeah, go there, go and withdraw this money and bring it. Or else, we will give you tickets, you will pay 100,000, you will pay 50,000, and you will now start begging. Oh, God, beg. Please, now. In fact, the very day this one happened to me, I have to start using my children to lie that I have a sick, you know, God forbid, child. So that at least they can even allow me to go. No. You know, because my husband was already upset that, oh, I told you, you know, I was like, but there's no sign there.
Yes.
And the most annoying is, the minute I saw that, it's like, this is BLT. I just reversed. I didn't know that. The minute I reversed, the policemen already
had
the
phone
to come and, you know, stop me at the other side. The policemen, they will now start negotiating. That day, I paid 15,000.
Wow.
I paid 15, and that money is not as if it's going to any government account or anything. It's between them. They already have a woman.
All right.
Come and beg this woman.
Okay.
You know?
Thank you for sharing, really. Thank you so much for sharing your experience. Like, it is, I mean, you can hear lots of Nigerians share their own experience as to this. I really don't know what to say, but I'm hoping that they're listening. I'm really hoping that something will be done. I'm really hoping that this can change, really. This moment is sponsored by Jumia. We take a message from them, bring you the news, and then the flip side of 11 will be time for the family talk. I'll take it to Lagos, to Lagos. Welcome. Check your time. It's 6 minutes past 11. It's still What's Up Lagos with the Techers. But this is the time where we talk family, you know, some juicy conversations. And on Friday, we try to make it lighthearted. We try to make it fun, relaxed, and engaging, well, as usual. Today, I told you that I want us to talk about something. So I heard a mom tell her or give her daughter a certain advice that made me cringe. And I didn't know. I didn't know if I was to say that was a bad advice or it was just coming from her on her own understanding of, you know, being in a marriage or being in a relationship or being with someone, you know, or her own idea of love. And so this is what this mom told her daughter. She said, do not marry someone who you love more. That is, make sure make sure that the man loves you more than you love him. And even if you love him, don't show it. Ah. I'm sure some of you are like, what? Kitty, what kind of advice is that? But really, my jaw dropped. I was just looking at this woman like, what is she telling her daughter? But that was exactly what she said. If you are about to go in a relationship, it's your time, you're growing, do not marry or do not go into a relationship with someone that you love more. That is, make sure that the man you, that is, she was talking to her daughter this time, make sure that the man loves you more than you love him. But even if you love him, do not show to him that you love him. And I was just a little confused. So when I got talking with my husband about this, when I got, you know, talking with Collins, I just shared with him that, can you imagine this woman said this to her daughter? And he said, that's not new. That a lot of people, you know, go by this standard, saying do not show that you love the person more. That is, if you are in a marriage, if you're the man now, don't show that you love the woman more. Or if you are a woman, don't show the man that you love them more. Like, how, I don't know, man. I don't know what you guys think. Is this true? Does it happen? And if it's true for you, how does it even work? So this took me back to when a certain caller called in and said that it's difficult for women to show men that they love them. So I just decided to put one and two together. That could this be the reason he said that? Or could this be the reason he has been experiencing that? Whether they tell girls or, you know, not to show a man how much they love the man. And so that they don't, you know, be taken for granted. So I had to give the mom an excuse that maybe the reason she was advising her daughter in that way was so that daughter would not be taken for granted, or so that she wouldn't be used, in quote. You know, there's this saying that if you show love so much, you could be vulnerable, and your vulnerability could be used for, you know, could be taken for granted. Your vulnerability could be trampled on. But to me, I saw that as a huge insecurity coming from a deep place of insecurity. But that's the thing. It's like a ripple effect. If you experience it, you don't want your child to experience it. And from your own lesson, the lesson that you have learned, you try to pass it on. The lesson you learned from the way you have coined it, you decide to pass it on. And it goes on and it goes on and it goes on. And it becomes such a thing that they call generational patterns. But tell me, from, you know, from all that I have said, is it true that if you are going into a relationship, right, make sure that you don't show the other party how much you love them so that you don't be taken for granted? I don't know if that makes sense. But tell me what you think. That's what we're talking about today on The Family Talk, the fun-filled Friday edition of The Family Talk. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. I don't know if we're streaming at the moment, but you can check that out on Facebook as well as Instagram. And so that you can drop your comments there as well. What do you think? Does it make any sense? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm back.
Welcome back, Madam Maybe.
What that woman said, it's 100% true.
It's true.
Yeah, but women are known to love.
Ah.
They have to give respect to everyone, more respect to who they have intimacy with.
Mm.
Love is about care and respect. If somebody loves you, the evidence of that is to respect your body, your wish, your desire. And a man is to slave for a woman, not a woman to slave for man, which is love. So love is not easy to terminate.
Okay.
And whereby you want to terminate love, it might result to death or injury. So that's why women cannot use their mind and heart to carry love towards their lover.
Okay.
And because if the lover toil on that love on their feeling, they could bring harm onto that man. Either through spiritual power or physical power, which have been in existence for long.
Okay.
So we also have the Bible. Okay. Thank you.
All right, then. Thank you so much. But, I mean, is that not dysfunctional? Is that not dysfunctional? How can you say that? Okay. All right. All right. So, bring your strong points forward. If you think that it's okay, it's true, that do not show the other party how much you love them. I don't know for whatever reason, but what do you think? 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome. What's your name?
Let me remain anonymous.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, this topic is just directly to me.
Ah.
I'm telling you.
All right, tell me about it.
So, I think my first relationship, I showed so much love for the guy.
Okay.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So now, at the end, he took me for granted. Yeah. So, this, I'm married now.
Okay.
My husband loved me, but I don't show too much love for him. So that's the experience that I had.
Had the first time, yes.
Yes, so I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
So, but he has already, he was like, don't love me or what? I know that I love inside me.
Yeah. So I understand what you're going through. Yes, I'm here with you. Go ahead.
Okay, so I don't want to show because of the first experience.
Yes. But thank you for sharing. So, I mean, it's explainable. You know, when you go through some experience the first time, you become scared so that it doesn't happen again. So, yeah, it just shows to me that you haven't totally healed from the experience you had in the past. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Joy.
Hi, Joy. Talk to me.
The love you can hide, I don't think is love.
Okay.
Because if you love somebody, you cannot hide it. You can never hide it. So I don't know the type of love you will hide from somebody you love. Because the love will be pushing you. You can, if it's real love, my sister, you cannot hide it. To me,
okay.
Because you will be looking for that somebody every time. You just want,
Yeah.
I don't know the kind of love they can hide, Sha.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, then. Thank you for calling. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7160.
Hello, good morning, Lagos.
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
Yo, this is Ekene calling from Airport.
Welcome, Ekene. Talk to me.
Yeah, this is my first time calling here, too.
All right, welcome.
And I must confess, yeah, you're doing a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Actually, I will go for that last call.
Okay.
Sincerely. Any love that you cannot express, that should be a fake love.
Yeah.
Yes, and to me, I disagree that idea that woman giving his daughter. I don't think it's a good idea. What the idea is to the true love is the true love.
Yes.
And it's not because of you have gotten a bad experience or what that will make you say that love doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Just throw it up there to someone who chooses to love. If he treats you bad, the true one that followed that love come definitely.
Yeah.
It's like paying evil with evil. It does not make any sense. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
So straight out there, there are people out there who follow love. Because how do you say love? Love is truly not. And he cannot hide it.
Okay.
If you see someone love, you will see it over him or her.
Yeah.
But I think the problem there is that it's like, let me give you an example of what happened to me.
Okay.
And that has not stopped me not be looking for, or when I see it, I don't know. I've dated a woman more than 10 feet.
Oh.
Well, she ended up marrying someone else with her telling me. But when I saw her picture on WhatsApp, I thought that she's pregnant. I called her, asked her, she said she is. I said, why did you tell me? But he told her. I did have more than 13 years from primary school. Sorry, from secondary school. But know that I didn't find love. But I feel that it's not mine.
Yeah.
And mind you again, that's what he said, well, some people mislead love. You could be loving somebody who did not love you. Then why did you got it wrong?
Okay.
You need to understand that does he or she love you?
Okay.
If he or she love you, they feel wrong. And in my own case, I love her, but she loves me. But because of the alcohol, they say the love is blind.
Yeah.
Because my friend had there, my friend who are my good friend, had the dream that he can leave this girl. She's getting love. When that quote of that love being blind, I'm still speaking that she loves me. And I don't make it to.
All right, then. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
But then, what I say, then, that she's not mine. Mine will come.
Exactly.
So I think to end the shooting,
yes,
just straight up there, yours will come.
Okay, yes. Then. Thank you for calling. Benjamin has been on the line waiting. Hello, welcome.
Yeah. Good morning, Andre.
Good morning, Benjamin. Talk to me.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Actually, I go by the caller. Yeah, just said everything.
Okay.
In this life we have, you can't hide love from anybody. If you are really in love, even though you are being betrayed or whatever, if you still love, you still have opportunity to love another.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about the woman is just so wrong. That's why the relationship we have now, the wedding, the marriages we have now,
it's one-sided.
Yes, okay. It's not based on most are not based on love because most of the ladies now are just after the men that can take care of their needs. That okay, if this man can take care of my needs, okay, I will love him. From there, you will be developing interest. From there, okay, they will change it to love. That is not love.
Okay,
we are the ones you love someone. You can't hide it.
Right.
You can't even try to hide it. That's just it.
All right.
At least you can see between you and your husband. You can see the love is there. Both of you. You can say no. The compliment, the everything, you can see it. That's what we call love, mutual love. Not this one we have in Africa.
All right. Thank you so much, Benjamin. Okay, but I mean, there are some people who actually believe that you don't show the other party how much you love them. And it's been going well for them. I mean, that's how they've been showing their love to each other. But what do you think? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. This is Ransom Steven.
Welcome, Ransom.
Yes. The statement of that woman is 100% correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell me why.
I read a book, So Long a Letter.
Okay. So Long a Letter.
Yeah, it was written by a woman.
All right.
Lady from Senegal, Mary Amaba.
Okay.
She said a woman must marry the man that loves her and not the one whom she loves, for that is the secret of lasting happiness. That was what the woman concluded. She said a woman must marry the man that loves her and not the one whom she loves, for that is the secret of lasting happiness.
All
right. The women return love. The women, they have the law. They can return it. But the men cannot return law. If a man loves another person, and you, that is a lady, is forcing yourself to that man, you are missing your line. There is nothing you will do that the man will see it as being right.
Okay.
You drop a cup where you are not supposed to drop it, you will say, why is this cup here? If you drop it where you are supposed to drop it, the man will say, why is this cup here?
Okay.
Yes. But when the man loves the woman so much, the woman can have her way. All true.
Okay.
All true. So the woman is right.
All right then. Thank you very much. Thank you for sharing us your opinion. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. What's your name?
Andrea. Thank God I got to say, but please. I suppose it's up to you.
Yeah, I know.
I love that guy too. That guy talk like a woman. I have something for him. What's that?
What do you have for him?
Andrea, I don't know what you're telling me. Please, you message him for me.
No,
I have like a woman. Andrea, you don't. Andrea, you find this young man. You talk like me, you woman.
I've influenced him.
And he always cracks you up.
Yeah. You know what? He's listening. He's listening.
Do you know what I have for him?
What?
I'm there. I will bankroll you, eh? I will take you guys to eat.
Okay.
And I'll cry him other one of my village. I don't mind. Let me...
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
let me comment about this.
Right.
My name is Obinna, calling from Fairfax.
Welcome, Obinna.
See,
all this kind of advice that led a lot of women to astray. I'm telling you.
Okay.
There's no reason to keep them married. That will not guarantee. That will not guarantee to marriage.
Okay.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Like a friend of mine, he was dating this girl. About getting married, the mother just said, "Does he have money?" The girl said, "No." What is this? The transporter. Don't marry him. Can't tell him. I said, "Don't marry him because you are a transporter." Let me say, my mother said, "Don't marry him." And anytime my mother told me something like that, if I refused,
okay,
that he always backfire. Less than 1 year, the man got married and he later became a rich man. The lady came back was crying. It was my pastor that told my mommy. It was my pastor that told my mommy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very bad. That will not guarantee success in marriage. Mm-hmm. That will not guarantee success in marriage. If you love someone, you love someone. There's no need to hide it.
Okay then. Thank you.
What's up, Diego?
Cheers alive. Thank you so much, Obinna. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. What's your name?
My name is Ngozi.
Welcome, Ngozi. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
All right, talk to me.
This is not the topic you're talking about.
Yes.
But I heard someone say that if a man doesn't love you, you keep a cup here, he will say, "Where is the cup there?" So, if you know my husband doesn't love me, because they don't play trouble. They keep making me mad.
I knew somebody was going to pick that line. But what do you think about this whole narrative? What do you think? What do you think about, you know?
What I'm saying. I don't know the topic you people are talking. I just tuned in.
So,
and when I tuned in, the guy was saying, if your man doesn't love you, you keep a cup here,
okay,
he will say, cup is in the wrong place. So I just want to ask, if you can help me call back. So is it that my husband does not love me because he does the same thing?
Okay, so listen up so that you can be in line and in tune with what we're talking about.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. And so I started the show by sharing with you how that I heard a mom giving advice to her daughter, saying that she shouldn't she shouldn't marry or be in a relationship with someone that she is in love with. It should be that the person, that is the man, should be the one in love with her. That is, do not be the one loving the most, if that made any sense. Let it be that the man is the one in love with you and not you in love with the man. But even if, or if at all, you are in love with the man, do not show it. All right? Don't show that you're in love with him. So on my part, I don't know if I was to take that as a good advice or not. And so I brought on radio. In fact, I told Collins about it and he said, well, it's a normal thing that guys even do it. They tell themselves not to show so much love to the woman so that the woman should, not take them for granted. So this happens both ways, he said to me. And that's why we're bringing it on the radio today. Is it a good advice? Is it something that is true? And if it's something you have tried and it's working for you, tell us, how has it been? Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Good afternoon. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. It's morning.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's still morning. Sorry. My name is Princess. And I just want to chip in, from my own perspective.
Yes.
It is always good for the man to love more.
Mm.
It's not as if the woman will not love at all.
Yes.
But the love of the man keeps the home better.
Mm.
Sometimes, because I have a lot of people that I cancel in marriages.
Okay.
And I find out that 80% is that I love my husband so much, but the man is not reciprocating.
Mm.
So I'm in marriage 15 years. Mm. People admire my marriage, but my husband loves him more. Not that I don't love him. I love him. I give him everything. But the love shocked the man.
Mm.
You know, where the love shocked the man more. It protects you. Even on every side of life. In his family, anywhere. Doesn't want anybody to be rude to the woman. So it displaces more. Physically, spiritually. But if the woman is the one that is, over-loving, it's good to love. You know, as human beings, God, our God is even love. It's good to love, but because sometimes our women could be so fragile.
Mm.
Any little thing. I have a friend that went mad because of love. She went array, as in insane.
Mm.
So because of lots of people's experience, we tell that it's good for, and you know, before you can show your 200% love as a woman to a man, be sure the man really loves you deeply. The man love you deeply.
All right then.
So the advice of the woman,
it's not so bad.
No, it's not totally bad, but she shouldn't have said that if you love the man, hide it. You can't hide it. But let the man be the one to love you more.
All right. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
All right, then, we would go on a break shortly. We have a few information that you would use, a good news, I would say, or news you can use that Collins will usually say. Stick around for that one. Welcome back. It's still the fun-filled Friday edition of the Family Talk right here. What's up, Lagos? We're the Techers. I am Andrea, Odwobi Teke, and I'm riding solo today, standing in, or would I say the... how do I put this now? But I am the other half of the Techers, and I hope that it's okay for me to stand in or for me to... anyway, but I hope you get the point. How are you doing? We're still having this very interesting conversation. I saw a mom who was giving her daughter an advice. I want to believe it was a sound advice coming from her to her mom and to her daughter, right? And this is what she said to her daughter. Do not be in a relationship with someone that is a man who you love more. Or who you are more in love with. Let it be that the man is the one in love with you, right? And she went ahead to say that even if you are in love, try to hide it. Do not show to this man that you love him. I think that's the part that really got me off. Like, okay. Like, come on. Anyway, but I spoke with my husband about it. And he said it's a common thing. It's a really a common thing. And it took me back to remembering a certain caller who called in and said that women don't show how much they love their partners as much. That is, women don't show their partners how much they love them. And it was a huge debate, a really huge debate. So I put it in my, you know, I put one or two together and I said, okay, could this be the reason? Could this be the reason? But anyway, it's on radio today and we're talking about it. Do you think that was a sound advice? And then we've heard a few people call and say that it's good. I mean, the man is the one who's supposed to love more than the woman. Even if the woman loves, you know, she shouldn't be the one chasing after the man. The man should be the one showing his love, showing that he loves and showing that he cares and what have you. But do you agree with that? Was that a sound advice a mom giving to her daughter? To be a part of the show, do call me up. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. I don't know if you are streaming at the moment, but feel free to call me up and tell me what you think. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, my name is Victor.
Hi, Victor.
Yeah. According to what the woman said, but I think maybe he was advising his daughter from experience.
Mm.
Yeah, that is what I think. Although, that is not right, Sha. If you love someone, prove that you love the person. And if both of you got love the person, you understand?
Yeah.
But not that much. You have to show. But not that much, you understand? I have to show that you love the person.
Who now should show that they're in love? Is it the woman or the man?
Both of them. Yeah. Both of them, yeah.
All right. Okay, then. Thank you for calling. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive. What's your name?
Please, my name is Viola. I have a question. Okay. What is the generational mess that we're passing down in Zimbabwe at right? This is not right. Both partners should show the extent of their love. And even if it's from experience, it doesn't make it right.
Yeah.
And if it's from experience, if she and the stage and her daughter will experience the same thing, I understand learning from people's experience.
Yeah.
That advice is messy.
But do you believe in things like that? Because, I mean, from I asked a few people. I also had this conversation with my husband, and he said it's okay. Like people actually do this.
Yes, people do. I know friends that do. I have friends that do. I know people that do. But the same thing I tell them, the same thing I'm going to say.
Mm.
All right.
If you feel that you showing your love will not be reciprocated, why are you there?
Mm.
Why are you there? My husband shows me love. I love my husband. We show it everywhere and anywhere.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's really, at a point, it becomes equal.
Hmm.
Even though the relationship might start out as one person loving the other, but
yes,
there's no way a man or a woman will love you, show you that the extent and how deep that love is.
Yes.
And there's just something in you that responds.
Exactly.
I don't know. I can just imagine somebody advising my husband now not to
show you love.
Me.
Okay then. But thank you for sharing. It looks like this advice is mostly tilted towards young ladies. All right. Do call me back. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Welcome.
Good morning, Joyce. How are you?
It's Andrea. It is Andrea. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, my dear.
It's
I think
okay.
I'm lucky to get you people today.
And we're glad you did.
Yes.
Welcome.
You see, no love is not a thing you have a parameter to measure with.
Mm.
I can say with the experience of my wife, we work in the same company. She managed to have an eye on me, and I have an eye on her. But normally, you see, it's a bit, let me say, derogatory. If a woman talks to a man, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, maybe you should explain.
If a woman is the first
okay.
to chase a man, as we, let me put it that way.
Oh, okay.
But she kept on keeping this feeling. Me, I still have an eye on her. But something happened one day when she, when we met on the highway,
mm-hmm.
I had a flat tire. And my after I put my spare tire, my spare tire was down too. And she was coming from the opposite direction and
mm-hmm.
stopped.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Francis, what stopped you here? I said, see my tire. Do you know that she gave me her own tire?
Aww.
And followed me back to the other town so that I can patch my house. He said that she wouldn't travel without a spare tire.
Mm.
Let it not be that that is what triggered the love. No. The love has been in her and it has been in me.
Yeah.
So one day, I just spoke to her once. I said, can we be friends? That can we be friends? So it took as if I poured the kerosene into fire.
Okay.
The thing bloomed.
Wow.
Then one day now, you know, when we became totally friendly, heading to knowing the family,
mm-hmm.
as I said, look, see who is the first to talk to each other. He said in fairness that if it's the day the word came out that I'm the first.
Mm-hmm.
But in truth that she had been the first the day I won a squash tournament.
Okay.
He said that she had been the first. Mm-hmm. So you see, when you say this way or that way,
mm-hmm.
none is wrong, none is wrong. Yes. It can come from anywhere.
Mm.
But in this part of our country, we hide ourselves.
Mm.
And that is why sometimes they say, why do you hide yourself? You say so that the other person will not take advantage of you.
Yes.
But it's truly speaking, this advice is neither here nor there.
Okay.
Anybody can love first.
Okay.
Your love for me can stay up my love for you.
Yeah.
My love for you can stay up your love for me.
Yeah.
That's my conclusion. Thank you
Thank
very
you
much.
Thank you so much for sharing your opinion with us. Okay then, let me hear more. Hello.
Good afternoon, Ms. Andre.
It's still morning.
Good afternoon. Good morning, sorry.
Yes. Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm enjoying your discussion this morning.
Thank you.
Actually, from my own perspective.
Mm-hmm. Hello, are you still there? Hello?
Anything. I can give it to 20 people. You photocopy it and give it to 20 people to read and score.
Mm-hmm.
They will score it differently.
Yes.
So let nobody assume that his own standard is what is right.
Mm.
Marriage or love in marriages is personal. You can't attribute your own as a standard.
Mm.
So those things cannot be measured. Because sometimes, if we begin to explain what is love, it goes beyond mere understanding of what is love. And people that are saying that if you love somebody, you hide it, it's a lie. You can't hide anything.
Right.
It's not possible.
Right.
You understand?
Yes.
It's not possible to hide love.
Mm.
what you can hide is disappointment. When the person you love disappoints you, you might not truly show him how bad you felt.
Yeah.
And this person disappointed you. But in terms of showing love, you can't hide it. Mm-hmm. And if they are saying their husband loves them more, they might not be right.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you for sharing. Okay. Do you agree with the advice that this mother, all right, or this woman was giving to her daughter, saying that she shouldn't show how much she loves a man? The man should be the one to love her and show her much love. But even if she is in love with this man, she shouldn't show how much she loves the man. Do you agree with that? That the man is supposed to be the one to show so much love and the woman shouldn't? I mean, anyway, I don't want to turn it to a gender battle. But it's more of the advice that the mother was giving to her daughter. Is that a sound advice? What do you think? Hello?
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Thank you. I call back.
Okay.
What's... For example, you love a friend, not somebody you want to marry to. Mm-hmm. Can you hide it from that person? No, can you hide it? I don't know why you will marry a man that you know he don't have love for you. So how can you not sleep with that man? I don't agree with it. Oh. You must love somebody, even though he's not much, even though he's little. Mm-hmm. You cannot hide it, my sister.
Right.
You can't.
Okay.
That's why you hide this fake love. Thank you.
All right, then. Thank you for sharing with me. Let me hear from this. Okay. Do call me back. Do call me back, please. 0700-993-993-993.
Hello? Good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Sheryl Dominic.
Welcome, Sheryl Dominic.
Yeah, hi, well. You are doing a wonderful work.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
How's your son?
He's well. He's doing well.
Okay. You see, love is mystery. And it is one mystery. It itself, in the Bible, Solomon.
Yes.
Said that he doesn't know how a man loves a woman. It's mystery. It's deep. You can't hide it. How? How will you be able to do it? It's difficult. And again, let me also tell you, those who say that they love so much and they take them for granted, how about those who love them and they take them for
granted?
Granted. Because those who complain, there is somebody who fell in love with them once upon a time,
yeah,
and they didn't love the person. And they, if you can't love the person, it's difficult for you to pretend as if you love him.
Yeah.
That is just the truth.
Yeah.
Love cannot hide. Even the Bible says many water cannot quench love. Love will explode. Love will always show.
Yeah.
I rest my case.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for your opinion. But, you know, sometimes, okay, so I want to maybe interpret what this mother was trying to say to her daughter. Maybe, just maybe. So the first time I heard it, I was like, no, it seems as though it's coming from a place of insecurity. Maybe she has been hurt before. And, you know, she doesn't want her daughter to go through that hurt, where that you are showing so much love to this man and he takes you for granted. But I had to now, okay, maybe during this period discussing it, maybe I had a flip of thought, but I'm not sure if this is also correct. Maybe this mom was trying to explain to her that if you want to enjoy your marriage or your relationship, the man should be the one giving you the love, and that would enable you to love him back. I'm just interpreting. I'm not even sure if this is all right or correct. But for me, when I heard that advice, the first thing that came to my head was, this is not fair. It's not fair at all, because here you are trying to gain all the love from this man, not knowing that you are shooting yourself in the foot by not reciprocating that love to this man. And at the end of the day, this man will become frustrated that I am trying to love you, but you're not showing me the love back. And then what will that result in the marriage or in the relationship? There will be chaos. But for me, I am a very strong believer in mutual love. If you are in a relationship, and this is what I also believe, love itself, there's no measure. Just like what a few of our callers have said, there's no measure. You can't really measure how much someone loves a person because people express how they love in different ways. So the way I express my love might not be so much for you, and you might end up thinking, ah, she doesn't love me, ah, he doesn't love me, you know. So, but I really believe in mutual love and expressing the love to each other. When you can see that this person genuinely loves you, how about you love that person back? I think this comes from a deep place of insecurity, where that we try to bottle ourselves up because we are afraid of being hurt. And that's okay. It's understandable. People use different coping mechanisms, and that's okay. You know, but for me, if I believe in genuine love, that you come together and be vulnerable to each other and with each other, that even helps a love be so beautiful. I don't know if that made sense, but let me know what you think. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, welcome.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yes, all right. We have 1 minute. We'll be going on a break shortly. Go ahead.
Okay. For me, I believe the guy should show more love than the girl.
Ah.
Because that's experience.
Oh, so we need to go on a break.
Lots of time.
And that's it for the show today. 11:59 on the clock. The news coming up right now. Thank you, Lagos, for always coming through. I hope you had a good time. I hope it was entertaining. I hope you enjoyed yourself listening on the show today. For now, I will be stepping aside for the news. Do have yourself a wonderful, wonderful day. Go ahead on social media and follow me. I'm Andrea_. Take care. Have a great day.